It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We've been talking since yesterday about what a big show was today and what a huge announcement we have to make at 7:40. One that's going to change not only our vibe here on John and Tammy, but basically radio throughout Southern California. And it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSL. I hope you've got yourself situated and you're sitting down for this one. Life's about new beginnings.
Yes, it is.
And life's about change.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we're going to stop talking and turn things over to the newest member of our family, associate producer Tanya, a.k.a. Mystical Tears, a.k.a. the woman who answers your phone every time she calls the studio.
Yes. Hi.
You've got something you want to share with us.
I do. I want to share that over a year ago when I joined this show,
mm-hmm.
everyone told me about how good you guys were, right? And it wasn't about how good you guys are on the air or anything like that.
Oh.
Wow. It was actually how good you guys are at getting your producers pregnant. And lucky for me, I have been trying for at least 3 years, and it has been such a struggle for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even believe that I'm saying this on the air. I can't believe this is my life right now. But you guys continued doing such a good job, and now your associate producer, me, I'm pregnant.
Wow. This is awesome for so many reasons. First of all, because we've known about this for over a month now, mm-hmm. right? And I'm horrible at keeping secrets. And I keep asking you how you're doing in front of people. And you're like, shut up!
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah. But I know that it's because you're excited.
And we are excited.
I know you guys, all three of you have been such great support.
When you got here.
Yes.
You shared with us once you were comfortable with us.
Yeah.
This journey that you've, and your husband, JJ, who's the best guy ever, we're going through, and we'll get more to that after 8 o'clock because many people can relate to what you had to go through. You were moved at some points telling us to absolute, not tears, but sobbing because you wanted this so badly.
Yeah.
JJ wanted this so badly.
Yeah.
And what did we say to you? And through your tears...
You said that it was going to happen.
Because?
Because you guys always get your producers pregnant.
Here's the deal. When we moved to San Diego in 2011, producer Steph had no children, just her and Brad. Oh, young couple going out to dinner all the time, experiencing
yeah.
the beach.
Yeah.
Bam! She gets pregnant with baby Bryce.
And now she's got 17 children, and they're starting a family band. Were you aware of that?
So,
producer Jessica, when she got here, she might have been sandbagging a bit, saying, I'm never going to get married, and I really want a child, but we'll see how that works. What are you doing right now? All of a sudden, she's Carol Brady.
Yep.
You got a baby. You're married.
Yep. You skipped over the best part of that part, though, is that not only did producer Steph get pregnant with Bryce, she also got pregnant with Stella, and then there was the Whoops
yes.
pregnancy, which we weren't even trying for the Whoops, but it happened anyway.
That shows how fertile you are. As a matter of fact, it's not just us. It's official now.
John and Tammy, getting producers pregnant since 2012.
Uh-huh.
Only on 103.7 KSOF.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't like that one? We got this one.
The most fertile morning show in America is John and yep. Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
That's how we stay fertile. We have to bring young people in.
Yes. Yes. We're actually sucking the soul out of you right now.
Oh, no. You guys are adding another soul into my life, so thank you.
Yeah, and we want to get more into your story and more about how you shared it with your family, who has just been as excited
yeah.
as you guys
yeah.
were. And we want to hear all that, and if you don't mind, we'll do that after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it.
Plus, believe it or not, Tammy, don't be offended by this. We weren't the first people she told. She actually told her family first, and we've got audio of that. Your mom,
yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
We'll play that after 8 as well.
Yeah.
This is big news. We love you. We are so happy for
you
and
you.
JJ.
Thank you for letting me share this.
I'd like to say we're surprised by this, but
we
got a pretty good track record.
We knew it happened. We had these made a long time ago.
Yeah.
Congratulations. How about what a relief to get it out finally,
I know.
Huh?
I didn't know what this feeling would feel like, and it's an amazing feeling.
Saying what? What happened?
That I'm pregnant?
What?
I'm pregnant!
Yay!
John and Tammy, they'll knock you up. Mornings on 103.7 KSON.
Apparently we do.
Did I just hear that right, Bertha? We have to visit them. Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON. And of course, our big news.
Life.
Tanya.
Whoever comes to work for us as a producer always ends up getting pregnant. And it's happened now four times, now five times.
Oh my gosh.
We could start a basketball team. This is insanity. When you started working with us well over a year ago, you started to share with us, because we didn't really know each other that well, mm-hmm. that you were eventually going to want to be a mom and have a baby. And then as we got to know each other more, it turns out that this was not such a flippant thing that new married people say. You've been trying with JJ, your husband, for many, many years.
Yeah, 3 years. So, when I first started here, I'm pretty open about my struggle, and the journey. And I had a miscarriage in 2017. So that kind of really put me in a spiral.
Yeah.
And it was really hard after that. And I don't know if it was just emotion. I don't know what was blocking me from getting pregnant. It could have been anything and everything. But I had started to go down the path of trying new things and mm-hmm. new medications and
doctors. Were you ever 100% angry or negative, saying, oh, forget it, it's never going to happen?
Absolutely. Yeah. So many times. I don't know how many times I said that. I don't know how many times I said, you know what? I have tons of nieces and nephews. I'm going to be okay.
So you were resigned. I would have been. You were resigned to the fact that you were not going to be able to naturally have a child with your husband.
At some points, yeah.
Wow.
It was a roller coaster.
Sure, all
for
over
me.
The place.
Yeah.
All over the place. Yeah. You bet. Our phone number is 833-287-1037.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say congratulations to producer Tanya.
Aw, thank you so much, Jan. That means a lot. Thank you.
It's a blessing to have what you have, sweetie. I hope you treasure it every single day. I tried for many years, never had any of my very own, have 13 foreign exchange students, and I'm Auntie Jan to every one of my friends' kids. It's a blessing.
It is a blessing, and thank you for your call. And
uh-oh.
I'm so glad that we can, you know how it is, and I'm sorry.
Enjoy every day.
I'm enjoying every day, every feeling. I'm not taking this for granted. And thank you. Thank you so much for the call.
And those tears are good.
They are good. They're happy tears, I promise.
Yes.
Jan, thank you so much.
Good luck for the future.
Thank you.
All right.
God, thank God for Jan. I was wondering why we couldn't get you to start crying.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
We're all tearing up a little
yeah,
bit.
Absolutely. But you know what? I think we can make everybody laugh. Because you have audio of when you let your family know, because they obviously know your struggles.
Yeah.
And explain a little bit about this audio real quick.
So we told both of our families, my husband told, we both told on the Mother's Day weekend is when we decided to tell them.
Yeah.
And I was very early in my pregnancy and baby was tiny, you know, mm-hmm. so tiny, but of course, I have that app that tells you what your baby is the shape of or, you
right.
know, size of.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for that, yeah.
Of course there is.
On Mother's Day, we went to my mom's house, and we always have game night on Mother's Day. Well, I decided to make up a game, and I was so nervous that I made up this game where I put a die on the table.
All right.
And I made everyone guess the size of it.
Right.
And
what is this? Oops, this is not.
Yeah.
And at the time, that was the size of my baby.
Of a singular die.
Of one die, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of an out there game. No one
right.
picked up,
and
like,
trust
what?
Trust me, I know, I know.
All right, okay, let's see how this went.
So the way you play is you stare at the die, and the first person to guess what the die looks like wins. Like, you just have to start guessing what the die looks like. What is also the size of a die? Start shooting answers.
Candy.
Huh?
Candy. Werther's.
Yay! Werther's?
Yeah.
Cheese cubes.
Cheese cubes.
What? Sweet tarts.
Our baby.
What? Shut the up.
It's the size of my baby right now. I'm pregnant.
Is it pregnant?
Oh, listen to your mom.
So yeah.
Awesome. Is she still crying?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
One question.
Yes.
Who's the potty mouth in the family?
I know. That's my sister-in-law. She knows how long I've been trying. And it was a natural reaction.
I guess it was. And quite the F-bomb, too. Good for her. And potty mouth. Awesome. Well, this is beautiful. We're thrilled for you. I'd like to say we're surprised, but I mean, come on, Tam. We're not surprised at all.
No, not at all.
The most fertile morning show in America is John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSOS.
So the moral of the story is... Tanya will be going on maternity leave sometime, and if you are on a journey, maybe all you have to do is just walk in here.
Yeah, right?
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.